guys, and welcome to the Laundry Chat Podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and I am so excited about today's episode. We're at episode 3, and I have a very, very special guest for you, as promised. So today we're going to be talking to my roommate, Rachel, and she has been my roommate for officially 3 years now, but we're coming on 4, and I just love her to death. She has such great insight, and I know that you will get something out of listening to her talk. We talk about the process, patience, and the purpose in all of it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy, and yeah, I can't wait for you to listen. Hey Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so glad to have you on my podcast.
Thanks for having me. So weird.
Rachel is my very first roommate and now my very first podcast guest.
Yes. So
this is quite the moment here. So I guess I just kind of want to start by just tell everyone a little bit about you and who you are.
Well, I am Rachel, Molly's roommate. I grew up in Minnesota and made my way over here to Wisconsin to study school elementary education, which is where Molly and I first met, basically. It's like our floor was like where we kind of started out, but I'm studying elementary education. This is my 4th year, and I am a Christian who just loves Jesus and everybody around me, and I don't know, that's really all I am.
Yeah, that's about who you are.
Yeah. Just living.
So I guess what I'm going to be starting to ask all of my guests is, what's your favorite thing to wear? But not your favorite thing, piece of clothing, but what's your favorite thing about you that you like to put on in the morning? Your best quality that you would say.
I would say, as of right now, my best quality is durability, and I think just knowing that I can endure things throughout, like, the whole process, like, trying to thick and thin, you know, making it through, with a little bit of push and pull from other people and guidance along the way, but, yeah, durability, I think, is my clothing.
that's a good thing. It's like armor.
Right, you know, yeah.
That's how I think of.
Armor of God, right?
Yes. So let's get into talking a little bit about the mess that you're going through right now. Just kind of, as long as it takes, just tell your story from the beginning or wherever you want to start.
Okay. So, I might get emotional, but hopefully not. So, in June, I went home to see my parents, and my mom and my grandma were over, and my dad was home, and everybody's home, and when my grandma left, my mom and dad asked us all to sit down and just sit, and I didn't really know what was coming at me, like, that mom had just something fun to tell us, but we all sat down around the table, me, mom, dad, and Nicholas, and that's when mom told me that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it kind of hit us with a curveball there, but it's been 3 months and 4 months, and she's just kicking it. She's doing awesome. But, yeah, so June 19th, she was diagnosed, and July 19th, she started chemo, and she had her last round of, like, the easy stuff last week. So she did 12 weeks of rough stuff. Or easy stuff, if that's what you want to call it. But this week she starts her hard chemo and her radiation. So I guess I could tell you what she was diagnosed with. It's triple negative breast cancer, which is where her body does not contain 3 receptors. It's like a lack of those 3 receptors, so the chemo doesn't attach on as much. That's why this one is a more aggressive sort of cancer, but it's treatable, which is cool at this point. It's not curable, but it's treatable, right? So, we've really been trusting in God's journey and, like, his plan for us and everything that has come to offer us. So, we found out, actually, September 19th that my grandma was diagnosed with cancer again. And so just like everything coming all at once, that's my mess. Like everything just keeps coming. And then we're like, well, how are we going to fight it off now? what's next? You know, it's, and I think for us, it's really like, it's not our plan. It's God's plan. It's really, we can't do anything about it and he's going to get us through it. So yeah, that's our mess. But aww, with school and everything, we're good.
Yeah, on top of everything else, there's that. Yeah. Yeah. So along with that, I guess, how has this, it's obviously changed your life a lot.
Yeah.
How has that changed your life, like specifically or in just like in general, what has changed now?
Right. So I guess I used to live like week to week, you know, and now it's more of a day to day thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm worrying, I'm probably answering a couple questions here, but I'm worrying less about me and more about my mom and more about like how she's feeling. Mm-hmm. But day to day, like, you gotta go day to day, otherwise you're just gonna blow past something and miss something else. So, yeah. I don't know. It's just changed, like, living in the moment, I guess, rather than what's coming next.
Yeah, because you don't know.
Right, we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. How about, like, your relationship with God, I guess, day to day, too?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this question, and When I write in my journal in the morning, we, like, cheer each other on. Like, God, you're so good. This weather was so good. Like, look what you're doing around here, you know? And then I'm like, thank you for, like, this week to go over. This day my mom is going to get past number 11, number 12, and this week it'll be 13, you know? So I don't know. We're cheering each other on through this whole thing. And I love that because I'm just able to talk to him and be more honest with him, I guess, about how I'm feeling and things like that. And now he's shown me love by just getting me day to day. Yeah. So,
oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's a cool way to, like, word that, you know?
Yeah.
How has he cheered you on? Like, what are some things that he tells you
to encourage you? So, I don't know. I see love and his cheering me on through everything around me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to, like, the weather, I guess there's some rainy days, but you know what? We need rain, and I guess the environment around me and how the happiness of it, and he gives, like, he's offering that to me, I guess, the weather, I don't know. Yeah, this is, like, one of my favorite seasons, so, like, just him giving us this is him cheering me on. That's how I feel it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Maybe this is, like, not a question that is on the list, but how has, like, your relationship with your mom changed?
Well.
take a sip.
No. My mom and I have always been really close, but, like, and I always call her at least three times. It used to be that kid who would call my mom every single day, like, three times a day. Mom is like, stop calling your mom. Like,
it's going to be okay. I remember the last time I called my mom.
Exactly.
So, I love you, mom.
No, but I guess the conversations with her on the phone are more endearing. And I've learned to ask the questions, I would say, and not me be the one telling the stories. You know, because I want to hear how she's feeling, how she's doing, what she's thinking. And then we have those, like, deeper conversations about, like, you know, what are you feeling? What are you thinking for this next round? You know, are you eating correctly, Mom? You know, and so, yeah, I just, for me, it's just asking those questions that I wouldn't normally ask. But we have gotten a lot closer, I think. And I don't know, I'm really grateful for that because who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what's next? What's God's plan next?
Because, like, with moms, like, we're not used to caring for our moms. Exactly. Like, we're not used to asking them questions or, like, trying to figure out how they are doing. Yeah. Like, so that is kind of, like, and I've seen it, too, like, around, like, just, you know, these past, like, 3 months, like, how it's kind of flipped. Like, you know what I mean? You're caring for your mom and not, like, your mom's mom. But, you know what I mean? It's not you're the mom now, but, like, you just have to, like, you just change roles a little bit. Or you kind of, like, maybe it's more growing into that because, like, you'll be a mom one day, you know, and kind of learning how to, like, care for someone else.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I think that's cool.
Yeah, and, like, we talk and, like, you were, like, we were Skyping or whatever, talking with her. And, yeah, so I think it's just more, like, we need to have those fun moments together too. Yeah. Rather than the serious stuff. Yes, but like the fun moments of conversing. So
Yeah. Huh. How about and this is like I love and hate questions like this, but what has been the biggest lessons you have learned throughout this whole thing so far?
Yeah, so I think what I've learned about myself most are the biggest lesson, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Lesson? I don't know if you would consider this a lesson, but I think just, I don't know.
Or the kind of a main theme that's kind of come up.
Oh, yeah. I've been learning about the process.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, how it's, like, I can't plan it. And for me, like, I'm a planner. And so for me to just put this and give this away and let the process happen by God's hands and the doctor's hands, like, it's him. It's all God for me. Like, I gotta let him take hold. And, like, that was hard for us at the beginning. And so just, like, letting him take hold of this and let the process go. So that's something that I have learned. And I think it started, like, around, like, before this started happening. But this is, like, a real testament to, like, let the plan happen.
Do you actually need to let me, like, plan
right,
this?
Yes. Yeah. I need to just take a step back and, like, so, and we've talked about that, like, as a family, too, is, like, we're not going to be able to do it. We have to just wait, you know, day to day.
Yeah.
We have to wait for the next thing to happen, so,
What does, like, process mean to you?
Process is letting things take place that you wouldn't expect to, but knowing that it'll be better in the end. I can't explain it.
What do you think, like, process means to God? Like, what's his idea of, like, a process of something for us?
I'd say letting him do it. Don't let us do it. It's his, he's got us figured out. He's got our map, you know. He's going to be in that driver's seat, and he's going to take hold. But we just have to sit there and go along for the ride
and
let it happen.
The roads that we want to go down, just go past us.
Bye. See you next year, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I don't know. It's just letting God do it and not me.
In the order that he wants it to. Because sometimes, like, I always just want to, like, jump ahead a lot of times.
Right.
You know, and just, like, let's just have this be over with. Like, why can't it? You know what I mean with chemo? Like, you go through weeks of, like, this thing and, like, waiting and, like, why can't it just be over now?
Yeah.
Like, why can't we, like, why do we have to go through weeks of chemo and weeks of, like, waiting and weeks of sickness or whatever it is? Like, that it's just, like, no, this is, like, the process. You know what I mean? Like,
And for us, like, waiting, because Mom, I think it was, like, the 5th or 6th week, like, she was getting tested and the doctor was going to check her spot, like, on her left breast and, like, they couldn't find it. So they were like, well, what the heck?
Yeah.
And then I was like, so what does that mean? You know? And, well, here's God. Just, you know, you keep going down this process. You need to finish chemo. You have to finish it. That's not like, you can't just veer off. You have to keep going.
Yeah.
So stay on this path. Keep going. And that's what we're doing. So thank goodness, like, everything is still gone. Like, it's not there. They can't find it. So.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, like, there's a purpose, like, in the process. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're going through it just because.
Right, exactly.
You know, like, there's a reason why, like, all of this is happening.
Yeah.
Like, but who knows? You know, we might not know, but there's a purpose somewhere.
There is. That's our, but, yeah.
Something that you have had to change, and maybe we've touched on a few things, but, like, something that's, like, you've noticed that is changing in you.
Yeah. So, I have been really working hard on asking the questions, and I kind of touched on this, but just asking the questions, not only to my mom, but, like, to my dad, and, you know, just, like, making that conversation start and not letting it be such, like, a harsh topic to talk about, but making it more open and asking those things that, you know, maybe we don't want to talk about, but we have to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think just the asking the questions is what I've picked up on that more. Like, that's where I've grown.
Yeah.
I think.
And again, like, maybe we touched on it, but what is the biggest thing that you've learned about yourself through this?
Yeah, I was really, like, about me to my mom.
Yeah.
And that really hurt me, knowing that. And Now I want to hear her stories and hear how she is feeling more than me, obviously, but, like, yeah, just letting her run the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to tell every story that I have or, like, how my, mm-hmm. like, I can tell my day, you know, but, like, it's more about her, so I've learned to, like, take a step back on me.
Yeah.
More about her.
Which is, like, hard, because it's, like, both, like, a good feeling to know that it's, like, not all about you, mm-hmm. but also really hard, because it's, like, every day I wake up, and it's, you know, like, this is my day, and this is, like, what I'm doing today, you know what I mean? And this is, like, how I feel, and how I'm going through, and whatever.
Especially in college, where we're, like, so focused on ourselves.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Where it's, like, oh, like, what do you want to do for everything, you know? What do I need to
eat,
like,
for dinner
today? Yes, yes. Yeah, like, that. Yeah. Yeah. Is there a verse throughout this whole thing that's kind of stuck out to you and you keep kind of coming back to?
Yeah, actually, so, the night that I found out about Mom's cancer, like, I was just devastated. Like, I drove home the whole night just, like, crying. And that's, like, an hour drive. Like, that's not good. Like, don't drive and cry. But when I got home, I just, like, I didn't know where to start because I didn't know, like, what I was feeling. Like, I was frustrated, I was mad, I was sad and unhappy, and all those emotions mixed up together. But I looked up some verses, and I found Lamentations.
Wait, oh my gosh.
How do you even say
Lamentation? Wait.
Lamentations.
Okay. Lamentations, right?
Yep. Okay, oh my gosh. The book after Jeremiah.
Lamentations. That sounds weird, though, now.
Yeah, so that one. Chapter 3.
Link in the description. Or, like, we'll put it in the description somewhere.
Chapter 3, 22 through 23. It's the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. And the title of that chapter is Hope in the Lord's Faithfulness. And I think that one really, like, hit me because I'm, like, well, I'm mad right now, but here's what's going to happen, and I have to have faith, you know? That's what I'm living for, is living in faith. And so I got to give it to him and just trust. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when it says his mercies begin afresh each morning, like, it's just something new every day, mm-hmm. you know? And you look for the happiness in it. And, yeah. That's just one that's got me, and I, like, sent it to my mom, and she's, like, stop making me cry, and I'm like, okay, well, I love you. Yeah. So, I think Yeah, that's the one that's really hit me.
That's a good one.
Throughout the whole thing, so.
Yeah, especially, like the morning part. Like, the new every morning. Yeah. Like, I don't know, I just think that's, like, I don't know, like, starting over is always good. And, like, then he gives us that opportunity to, like, mm-hmm. just keep starting over and, like, bed, try again.
Yep, try again.
Yeah.
No, I really like that, too. I think you had another question, had, like, sent me another question mm-hmm. about what's kept me from losing faith.
Yes, yeah.
And that night that, like, we all sat down as a family, like, we didn't know how to take it, and my dad never cries. My dad was just crying, and, like, Nicholas was crying, and my brother's, like, a big dude, and, like, he doesn't really cry. And so then Mom and I just started crying, but then we all prayed, and, like, we, like, sitting there together and just, like, praying and, like, knowing that it's gonna be okay, like, right then and there I knew, like, we all have to stand strong for each other. And so that really got me and reminded me that it's all faith. You can't just mm-hmm. do it on your own. And so, yeah, we're a family and we're working through this thing together. So that's what really kept me from losing my faith and keep pushing forward. So, yeah, no, that was a good one. That was what got me.
Yeah. And to have, like, that God gives us, like, family to, like, support us, like, especially, like, a family as, like, good as yours mm-hmm. to, like, stay together. And, and to know that, like, you aren't alone, like, in this, like, process and this whole thing, like, you have family and, like, friends to lean on and talk to, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that would be comforting.
It really is. It very much so is.
Like, to end with, like, everyone is obviously going through something.
Yeah.
You know, we all have, like, messes in our life and, like, you know, other processes that mm-hmm. we're going through, too. So for anyone who's, like, listening out there, if they're going through maybe even, like, the same thing as you,
yeah.
or just something really big or even something small that they're just stressing over and they, like, are just at a loss of what to do, like, what would you tell that person who's going through a really big mess?
So my mom actually told me to do this, and it's just find somebody to talk to. You know, it doesn't matter for how long
yeah.
or for what cause it is, you know, just talk to them. Find somebody you can confide in, just, like, let it out and know that they're a safe place. And, like, for me, this is, like, this is Brent, like, my boyfriend, and, like, Molly, and Kirsten, my best friend, who's, like, across the ocean, you know? And so, for me, it's just being able to talk to somebody about it and get it out there and just, like, be vulnerable. 'Cause you can't hold it in. You really can't.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with something like this. Don't hold it in. And another one is just cry about it sometimes. You just have to cry. And it doesn't matter when. You just have to cry. So just go for it. Let it out. No, but seriously, if crying, like, helps, just... it's got to happen. Sometimes it has to happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, before doing this podcast with Molly, like, I talked to my mom about it, and I asked her, I was like, Mom, would you be okay with this? And she's like, absolutely, you need to talk to somebody. I was like, okay. So, like, this is another way of just, like, letting it out and,
mm-hmm.
you know, not in a bad way, obviously, but finding that there's peace in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that. Before we go, how can anyone find you if they want to keep up with you or if they want to, you know, get to know you more?
Well.
Where are you? Where are all your links?
Oh, Lord. Okay, so you can find me on Facebook, Rachel Harrington. Don't forget that A. There's an R-A-C-H-A-E-L. and then my Instagram is R-M Harrington. And I don't know about Twitter.
Yeah,
but you don't know
have
that
one. Twitter is dying.
Twitter
is so sorry.
It's kind of out there.
But you also have a blog too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I do. I don't know what the name of that is either.
Yeah, but it's linked in her bio.
We'll get it
so.
In there.
Do you have any of the last, like, words that you'd like to say? Or,
well, I guess I could just end it with, like, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So
yeah, actually, that's a good thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Remind your
that.
Women in your life to test themselves. Get the feel. It sounds weird, but, like, check yourself. Check your body for lumps and weird things. And if you feel funny, go to the doctor. That's, like, what my mom keeps saying. She's like, if you feel anything funny or if you feel goofy, you just feel like it's not right, go to the doctor. Like, there's... because she caught hers. So she knew for, like, a week and a half or two that she was not feeling good in one spot. And she went to the doctor, had another mammogram. And they called it good, and they said, yep, you have cancer. Glad we caught this early. So, yeah, even if you don't think you're going to get it, just get tested.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't think they say to get tested until, like, 30 or 40. I think it's 40.
Yeah.
But if it runs in your family, start early.
Yeah.
Never know.
Better safe than sorry.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But happy National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, yeah, no, that's what I would have to say.
Well, thank you so much, Rachel, for being on my podcast. It was so good hearing from you, and I'm sure everyone else just loves you just like I do. So I guess that's all for this episode of The Laundry Chat. If you want to keep up with me and Rachel, be sure to check out our most likely Instagram.
Yeah,
not Twitter. Twitter's dumb. So, and stay tuned for the next episode of The Laundry Chat. Thanks, you guys.
Bye.